Did y'all buy your tickets to the live show yet?
I hope y'all did, because this year, June 29th at City Winery, we will be hosting our second live show, the 25 and Over Club Experience Show. Come out and turn up with us. We'll be me, Renee, aka Renee Proper, and Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills, Bills, Bills. You'll be able to see him and me live and watch us do our unhinged shit in person, okay?
Now, you might want to hurry up about buying your tickets. And also, if you want to meet and greet us and chill, make sure you buy your VIP ticket.
Hope to see everybody there. Love you guys so much. Thanks for supporting us. We love y'all. And we'll see you at the live show.
Welcome to another great episode of the 25 and Over Club. It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills, Bills, Bills.
And it's me, Renee, aka Renee Proper, and you are watching another wonderful episode of the 25 and Over Club, where life gets real after the age of
25.
All right, and we are here with two beautiful guests today.
Toxic ass Pisces.
Toxic ass Antoine and our lovely guest. You've probably seen her in a previous episode from the podcast
Ladies Pitch.
Ladies Pitch. And introduce yourself again.
What's up? This is your girl, Haiti Baby, your favorite mommy, your favorite red-haired demon.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh. Reintroduce yourself, Antoine.
Y'all know it's Mrs. You Bitches.
Mr. You Bitches.
Oh, my God.
He already cutting
your boy
up.
Boy, Twan is back.
All right.
Put the mic closer to you. Huh? Put the mic closer to you a little bit.
Pull it closer to me.
Yeah. So yeah, if you don't know Mr. You Bitches, last year at the live show, Tron was drinking Henny from 11 a.m. to the show ended. And I don't know at what level he was fucked up, probably 11:05. But he ended up saying, when we asked a question in the audience, he said, "But you bitches, da 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 da." And people was confused because his girl was there. And he was like, "Yeah, because my girl's right there." So people was asking him, like, "Yo, what's wrong with this man?"
And we loved it though. Like, she was a team player.
He was unhinged, and we love unhinged behavior on the show.
We love unhinged behavior.
I just felt that way at the moment. It just had to come out. Like,
that's how I felt. You been? The viewers ain't see you about. How you been?
I've been good. Up, down, left, right, you know, but
side to side.
Working, progress, as we're gonna say. A whole lot of progress since before.
All right. So
we're gonna see
how much progress Antoine made since the last time you see him. Okay.
Nothing. His last episode was Toxic Love.
Yeah.
But they both from the Bronx, unfortunately. I pray for them. And they're both Pisces, so I double pay for them. Double homicide.
And today,
February or March?
I'm February.
Me too. Okay.
Ideals to me.
To what?
2/3.
That's my dad's birthday.
2/22.
She's sharing a birthday with an amputee.
So
your dad, you said your dad is 2/23?
Yeah, unfortunately.
He pimping.
Literally, he was a pimp.
No.
He was a pimp. Oh, I told you. But, yeah, fuck that nigga. Twan, well, before we get the show started, we want to make sure you listeners and watchers know that you need to buy your tickets to the live show. It should
June 29th.
Next month, the show is going down.
Going live at City Winery, okay? And the show starts at
7 o'clock, so make sure y'all motherfuckers is
7 p.m.,
okay? But the meet and greet start at 5 p.m. Yes, it's a Thursday night, but who gives a fuck? It's the summertime.
It's summertime. Everybody know how summertime go. We call out on Friday. Friday, my motto for Friday is, I don't come to work, I make an appearance.
Yeah.
So I'm just here. I did not come to do nothing.
I'm going to vacation right after. As soon as we finish the live show, I'll probably get a hotel in New York that day and then vacation early in the morning.
You balling. He having
you
fun.
I'm not that organized or
I couldn't do that.
Like,
bitch, talking about organized, I fly out this weekend and don't have an Airbnb or hotel.
You're going to sleep under the subway.
Well, before we start the show also, I want to give a shout out to a few fans. This is from a YouTuber, Brittany Be My Bae on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Thank
What's
you
up,
for
Brit?
Leaving up, comments. Then we have Fatu_XOXO on Instagram. And
Hugs
Twyla,
for you, Fatu.
_ Harper on Instagram too. So thank you for tuning in. And we're planning on doing more shout outs moving forward.
Yes.
All right, so there's no outline, but the outline's gonna come as we go. We never normally do this, but we doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine's toxic.
We're gonna find out how toxic Haley is. We're gonna find out.
All right, so let's start with I hate to go here.
Oh, good. Do you?
Cheating!
Cheetah girls, we cheetah girls, cheetah sisters.
Renee, we go real lightning round real quick. Renee, have you cheated?
No.
Lying. Antoine, have you cheated?
What you consider cheating?
Cheating. Haiti, have you ever cheated?
Yes.
Billy, have you ever cheated? I would never.
Lying.
You don't
remember
that
one day at work, the nigga, he had like this thing that cleans his pores and he had it on his neck.
Patch,
right?
A pimple?
Yeah,
a
acne.
He had something and this nigga came to work, not Twan, but the nigga I was fucking, it was Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga came to work and had something on his neck and I almost fucking took his head off because I thought it was a fucking hickey. And I said, like, you came to work with a
people
fucking hickey?
People don't get
hickey?
Hickeys in this time of day.
Excuse me?
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
I can't tell the last time I see nobody walk around with a hickey on their neck.
I have.
So the single,
I think it's the young thing, though.
But it seems to be like, it was. I always thought it was kind of tacky because the moment, when I used to get them or had a few, I always felt a little bit embarrassed and like, oh my God, everybody was fucking.
What stopped me from doing it was finding out that it's a blood clot.
Yes, it is a blood clot.
Like,
maybe I'll stop now.
I seen somebody, overheard a conversation too. Like, you got a big ass blood clot right there, and it was mad green and all that. Like, and you're like, oh, nah.
Because all that suction,
like, you understand?
You're pulling the blood to the surface of the skin.
If you're going
to
suck on my neck, please don't leave no mark. Like, oh, you just lick a little
bit. Just lick and kiss it, yeah. Don't leave no big ass. Crazy
I got something for you.
I'm drunk. Right. I'm drunk. Because I was about to say some dumb shit that way got me in trouble. But, all right, so let's talk a little bit about cheating. What's worse, physical cheating or emotionally cheating, Twan?
I say emotionally cheating.
How's that worse than physical?
It is. So, are we categorizing like overall or what? Men, women? How we doing?
From a man's point of view.
Don't mind fuck me. You feel me? Don't get my feelings attached to something when I'm cheating. Like, if I'm cheating, it's obviously you know that I got a situation. You got a situation. Don't try to pull me in a situation.
Yeah, but that's not her fault. Like, the other party, the party you cheating like with outside of your main.
That's why it's agreements with this shit. Like,
but she's like, she on the side. And eventually you're going to want to pull this nigga on your end. So you're going to do everything you can.
Yeah, but don't force that on me. Like, you feel me? If I told you from the jump, this is what this is, we not going no further than this, your feelings, I'm sorry for them.
So what does a cheating, like, what are the boundaries? Like, y'all supposed to just text, link up, fuck, and just leave it alone?
I don't even want to text you.
Just a pull up? Just
you
a pull
call
up
me,
text?
Yo, what's up? What we doing? If I got time to do that, then I got time to do that, and I might make
that's
time to do that.
But if that's it,
that's not even sneaky.
You might as well
It goes both ways. So it's the same way if, like, you hit me up like, yo, what you trying to do tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Babe ain't here. What your babe doing? Shit.
But I'm going to say that sneaky link because
that's not sneaky
emotionally
link.
Cheating is you venting to the your new nigga.
I don't
want to
do all of that because now you bringing in a whole lot of other feelings.
But would you be mad if your girl was texting emotionally to another nigga saying, like, hey,
Hell yeah. Because those emotions supposed to be spilled into me. And
But they're both bad. It's just that one of them, emotional cheating is going to lead to fucking. It's going
exactly,
to.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. A wise man.
I'd rather you just go out there and fuck with no emotions behind the shit.
But women don't naturally do that.
Exactly.
Sometimes, in some isolated situations, men can, you know, cheat without emotions.
I'm going to say that's bullshit.
It is bullshit?
It's bullshit. Because niggas catch feelings, too. You might go out there and cheat with one that, you feel me, she's doing everything that your missus is not doing home. And now he starts to catch himself. But it all comes down to what you sat down and agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
If me and you, if you're in that lane, that left lane, you know I got a right lane. You feel me? I'm explaining to you what I want. This is all we got going on. And you keep pushing the issue.
But, like, pushing the issue, not saying it, but emotionally, human beings, we evolve.
Yeah.
We could sit here and be like, nah, we just linking, we just fucking, we just vibing. You just gonna hit me on a, you up
grab
text
your
or whatever.
Sweats and your white
and
let's go.
Bring your whole bag and let's go. But as human beings, we just evolve. After a while, all that physical connection is going to lead to something mental.
Yeah.
It's going to.
So that's where you got to cut
the point. And especially if they banging it out, like, real good, like, your mind is just going to naturally respond to wanting to have feelings with them.
That's I get that, but it's just how you going to maneuver that because you can't be emotional. You could be emotionally attached to two people, mm-hmm. but somebody's gonna get dealt the fucked up end of the
street. Yeah, somebody loses
and
in
then
the end.
What is the end of the day that neither one of them, neither one of these females or males feel the way they feel, and you the one that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. You just lost on both. So it's how you play your part when you out there cheating.
From right. me, I think physical cheating is the most, is worse than emotional cheating.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Emotional cheating, I'm an open book. I tell you about my business. Hey, I came on this fucking podcast and said I was molested.
Do you tell everybody your secrets, though?
Your business and your secrets are not the same thing.
Do you tell?
That's true.
You got to understand.
What I don't got that? No secrets.
You spitting today.
Hey, nah, I'm just saying, do you tell everybody your secrets?
Because I don't have no secrets.
Nah, everybody got secrets. Yeah. Everybody got
I
secrets.
I really have no secrets.
You done pillow talked about some shit with Taurus that you ain't never told nobody else. You probably ain't even told Miss Proper.
Right. Nah, I feel like I told them everything.
You understand what
but
I'm saying?
But you're not supposed to. But having secrets and keeping things to yourself is...
You understand what I'm saying? It's just, it goes like that. So if you out here cheating and you telling her your secrets, like she said, what makes me special? You telling both of us your secrets. Mm-hmm. So you just an open book that just want to get your shit.
So that would be her excuse. Like if push comes to shove and you get caught up, right? That would be... Oh, you over here talking to this nigga, that's what you would say? Oh, I'm an open book. I tell everybody everything. So you're basically telling that nigga, you ain't special. I tell everybody my business.
I mean,
yeah,
no.
I'm a laugh I'm a dead laugh
I'm
at
be
you.
Like,
just think
what?
About like the highest
you.
Level of intimacy that you would have with Taurus. And just think about Taurus having that like, with someone else.
This shit that we talked about, and like I'll be like, yo, only you would know this. It's not even a secret. It's like say something in the
something
bedroom.
Something between us.
That me and you wouldn't try, but
yeah.
I can't talk to about everybody.
Yeah, so.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That's different.
Like,
but I'm not giving that to everybody. But I think physically cheating is worse because I feel like when you're inside somebody, it's a whole
energy.
Right, energy. I get that the meat to meat is
you once somebody once you put your dick in somebody and the person says, "Oh God," you're in a whole nother universe
that's not
with that
true.
Person.
Oh God.
Yes, it is.
It's not true.
Yes, it is, bro.
Yo, listen.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you,
somebody else vulnerable to you. Are you crazy?
All right, that's your fault.
But
that's
it don't matter. I've seen people been laying there. Oh God, I love you.
That's
like,
your fault.
Sex,
why is that my fault?
That's your fault because you let that person open you up like that.
Ooh,
you feel me? You let him open you up like that.
Literally,
it's like the dating game. Mm-hmm. Let's put it like the dating game. We meet people in person. People online, in the club. Mm-hmm. You ain't saying you got options. But when you open yourself up to somebody, that leaves you vulnerable to what comes with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm saying, you can have conversations with anybody, right? And express your feelings. There's times where you cry to your friends and express how you feel. I'm not fucking my friends anymore. But.
let's put it right there. You just said you.
But
so
you had something that.
You was fucking a friend that you was emotionally opening up to, right?
Yeah.
So you led that door open because you was emotionally telling.
No, I was fucking
because
I was a hoe. But what I'm saying is.
No, all right, so you.
What I'm saying
there
is.
There it go then. Just said it. You just fucked them because you was a hoe. Which makes it means physically cheating don't mean shit. You just was getting your
physically
ass
cheating
bust.
Does, yeah. No, physically cheating does mean shit when. Hold on. Let's rewind.
You're right.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Got him.
I can't go out like this. What I'm gonna say is, at the end of the day, your body parts, yes, you can just give it away to anybody, but when you're in a relationship, you're giving away, like if Taurus was to fuck someone else and while we're together, you're giving away what belongs to me. That is my dick, nigga. Are you dumb? Are you stupid? This is your... No homo. Ass, nigga. You feel me? So, at the end of the day, we're a union.
All right, so telling this person my business and all that and opening up to him, this bum-ass nigga this.
Because
this
bum-ass
let's be real.
What?
Niggas
you
aren't... Niggas
you
don't know how
that's
about,
gonna
but,
make
yeah.
me... That's,
but,
I'd rather my bitch go suck a nigga dick and fuck him than sit there and tell him how much of a dirtbag I am and how she feel about me.
I understand both points.
You understand
agree?
What I'm saying?
I totally agree with him. I understand the point.
I'd rather you sit there and go just suck his dick, fuck him, and go about your business, come home, take a shower, and make me think none of it than you sat there talk to this man, have our conversation mm-hmm. about what's not going right at home, yeah. and then suck his dick and go home.
Yeah, because when me, emotional,
when I find out, I'm going to want to boom you.
Yeah.
Wow,
you, this because you just
you know
you got to understand. You got to understand. Think about this. That's like.
But words don't mean nothing all the time.
Yes, they do.
It does because at the end of the day, that woman or female could bring words that to your that female or male.
You could chime in on the mic. The mic is live if you want to have an opinion.
I do have an opinion.
Come on the mic.
We have Vanessa story. From Ladies Pitch.
Yeah, we have.
Come on the mic real quick. You can't see on the camera.
On the engineer mic.
All right. So my husband cheated. And my husband wasn't like your regular run-of-the-mill cheating. And I wish he would have been. Mm. Like, I wish he would have gone out and just fuck 100 bitches and just left it at that. Instead, he had full relationships with more
like
than
whole
one
girl,
person.
Like whole girlfriends.
Yes.
Ooh.
Like, bitch was trying to get pregnant type shit.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So and he had emotional.
So, no, so think yeah. about those emotionally yeah. cheating means you make a person really like. Really, really
feel like they could like you had this bitch thinking she could really take my spot for real.
Yes. Overstep her
like,
boundaries.
Right, like she could really like nah, penetrate my shit. Now I'm trying to be inmate 22748. Bitch. And I found out you gave this bitch some money.
When I said relationship, I mean like they used to go on vacation together and everything.
You get what I'm saying?
And
like,
me, yeah. those were work trips because he had that kind of job.
Job, yeah, Trouton.
So think about that.
Now, you're just spending our family money.
This is that's yeah, what that's so what bad. Happened when emotionally cheating comes into play.
So after the second one, ooh. That's when I was like, all right, like I'm done, and yeah. we separated for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I ruined his fucking life, though.
Yeah, that, as you
I
should.
I win.
Yeah.
No, wait. Right. Hold up.
All right. To piggyback off that, that is the perfect point. She drove home his point. As much as I'm with you. Physical cheating is horrible. It's bad. But when you... Somebody's personal experience, he's just describing a scenario. She gave you a concrete evidence of what emotional cheating can do to any relationship. It's bad. You had this shorty thought, oh, I'm wife, but she's a girlfriend. She wasn't just a fuck or a side. She was a shorty. She thought if she played her cards right, she could put me out of the house.
Yeah. She was about to die with my black woman.
Exactly. So
I'm still stuck on her. You were on vacation?
You got to understand. Like,
crazy.
I'm stabbing you and the nigga.
Sis was
neck.
Trying to get pregnant. That's her man.
She didn't know.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, in her mind, this her man.
This is her man, for real.
Like, we go out the country,
that's why I, when coming up, me and my bros, like, any one of my bros will tell you, I always was honest with a female straight up. Like, yo, listen, I just want, this all I want to do. Now, I done been in a time where we ain't have a conversation and then something happened. Like, it just shit just happened and now I got to go with the flow. Those been my worst relationships. I have a child out of one of those relationships. My only child came out of a relationship where we didn't sit down and talk about it. And at the end, I went through so much about it because that one conversation didn't happen.
Mm.
But then I got females that I don't fuck them. We had that conversation. This all this is. So when you want more and I be like, I don't want this no more, I'm sorry.
It depends on who you're dealing with because I do enjoy a relationship that starts off easy like Sunday morning. Like, I do like a relationship that comes... Like, I do like when it starts off cool. Like, we cool, we vibe it, and it turns into something. But when we start feeling something, we do talk about it. Like, hey...
And those things.
Fuck this. I'm getting y'all business now. I'm a podcaster. Hey, why you cheated?
He wasn't as sexually open-minded as I was.
Okay. As far as what?
As far as anything that I wanted to try. He would shut it down. Threesomes. He was like, no.
Like what?
Anything freaky, like another woman, bringing another woman. He was like, no, that's something that you do with a hoe from the street, like not your girl.
Me and Billy had that conversation. Billy, you're also against that.
I always said that.
Because Billy said, here it is, Antoine. He's had threesomes. A partner had threesomes, but he wouldn't have them together.
I wouldn't.
I say
that because the dynamic of the situation. Now, I got a friend of him. He's my bro. We've been bros for like 20 years. Him and his wife got an open relationship. They tried that. But then at the end of the day, when you start seeing what happens after,
Like, have you seen our
you feel me? The things that happen after.
If you suck my nigga's dick better than me, I gotta kill you.
That's my point.
Did you watch our polygamy episode?
Yeah,
with, Mo and Jasmine.
So, but I seen all right. So you know, I watch all kind of podcasts. I watch
you watch this one,
the pivot where Kevin Hart was saying how him and his lady used to go to swinger parties. Ooh. Well, his friend and his lady wanted to go to swinger parties, so he always wanted to try the nigga next door wife, and she was in like, and they was into the same shit they was in. Mm-hmm. He said that his friend told him he watched his wife get the dog shit fucked out of her so bad that she never recovered. I can't accept that.
Oh, I saw that.
You're not about to dog shit the fuck out my lady.
Yeah, but that's not.
Have
her
saying
not,
shit she never said to me. Nah,
I get that, but that's not the scenario. If I'm over here.
And the three, no, not even insecurities.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I
you
do,
might be power driving. If I always did, God bless you, but don't do it in front of me.
Yeah,
like you feel me? I'd rather she get that in the next room. In a threesome, like we in a threesome setting.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. She's done threesomes before in previous relationships. You've done threesomes. Now we together. Now we locked in. Why wouldn't y'all want to enjoy that? That special thing y'all did together. This is the time. To me, this is the time to do it with your person.
I'm not afraid to try it.
I'm not going to do a threesome or anything super, super freaky with just any run-of-the-mill person.
No.
I want to enjoy that moment with my significant other.
Right. I understand that.
But I've heard.
That's
but
what
I've
I
heard,
would say.
Billy's not the first person I say, oh, I'll do threesome with, like, you know, hoes and random bitches, but I don't want to do it with my main girl.
Fuck, we got another show after this?
Yeah.
My nigga said, come over.
Oh, he over here talking about
you.
He said, bring that ass over here.
I'm not going. I live in Staten Island now. I'm a Staten Island girl.
This nigga here.
I'm a Staten Island girl.
I'm gonna suck that dick like a dog licking water out of a bow.
All right.
Nigga said, you suck an eagle off a corner.
Renee, why you cheated?
I've never cheated.
Seriously.
I'm dead ass. I'm a gangster. I don't do that.
So we come on the podcast and lie?
I'm not lying. I have never cheated. I've never cheated on anyone.
Standing on her shit.
Okay.
I cheated because I wanted to see if I still had it.
Respectfully.
That's a real thing too.
My nigga. Okay. And that's why it's not necessary.
I'm going to be real with you.
I entertained
for a
little
bit. I was with a woman for a long time and I felt like I was falling off. So I said, hold on, let me see if I still got it.
Yo.
You feel me? And I still had it. Yeah. So it's like, ain't no point in going to do it no more if I know I still got it, so.
I had a friend. She been with her nigga for like 10 years, right? Not my business to tell, but I'm going to tell it.
Oh, that's what we do.
Messy.
Right.
Your bullshit is my content.
With, you know, wait, on segue. I feel like people don't tell me nothing no more.
I feel the same way.
Because I'm going to talk about it.
I feel the same way.
Yo, ain't telling me. I'm writing it down.
But we respecting the HIPAA law because we not saying no names.
Exactly.
Right. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We not saying no names.
Boom. Because I got to make a Popeye's run. I want a piece of leg and a thigh
Before you go get my nigga.
Boom. Why is the mic so high? I'm going.
Yeah.
All right, so now she fucking with 3 basketball players, like professional basketball players, but she don't want them. She don't want to fuck them. She just entertained it because she's like, yo, I still got it. And that's how I got caught up. Because this nigga went through my phone. He's like, yo, you fucking these niggas, bro. I never fucked these niggas. What I'm telling you is I'm entertaining because in my mind, I want to see if I still got it. Like, I've been with your ass for 4 fucking years. I want to see if I'm still that nigga. And I know I am.
Yeah, but do you count being on a break as, like, cheating?
Oh, he's not talking about that. He's talking about when we were together.
Oh, okay.
I just don't understand how people can be together for so long and expect their partner not to be sexually attracted to anybody.
See, yeah.
That's understandable.
Like, you understand
people
what
grow
saying?
And change. As human beings, like in my current relationship, we've been together for 6 years. In the beginning, certain stuff we didn't really do because we were still trying to feel each other out. But as the years went by, it kept building and building and building. And we kept pushing the boundaries. So it's like, it became, because we're changing. Every time one of us introduce something, we'll try. If we don't like, we'll be like, okay, we don't
really
like that.
No, we
never
fuck with that.
Yeah, but
I get
but that's what I'm saying in the beginning. For me, I'm not going
to
show you all my super, super freaky
stuff
on the first.
Yeah, you're
supposed
to show the tricks.
Yeah,
nah,
I'm not going to show you all.
I got to watch you into my little bit of crazy.
Yeah.
I want to see if I still got it. But nigga, you different. Because you want to see if you still got it, but also got the pussy. You could have stopped.
Damn. But it's like, it takes two. If she's throwing it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, self-control. You know how many niggas throw it?
And you catch it?
Do you feel like more women throw pussy at you when you're in a relationship or when you're single?
In a relationship.
I agree with that. In a relationship.
What's the question?
Does she feel like
women throw it at me more in a relationship or out of relationship? In a relationship. And you know what the problem is with that? Because they see how happy I'm making someone else.
Right.
You know what I'm understanding?
And I like that shit.
No matter,
when you're in a good, like a decent relationship, some old joint sauce starts creeping back in. You want to do a little vacation?
I can't say that because all my old joints hate me.
Okay.
I'm not even going to lie.
I can't speak
All my old joints hate me. I'm not even going to say hate me, but
Bronxers.
I can't call them. And I wouldn't even try to call them because I already know what's coming with it.
No, so, but like if you do something like some public display of affection type shit, like whether it be like social media or out in public, they don't be like, oh, you didn't do that for me.
You can't see it.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question now. Why when it's time for me to ask the questions, I forget?
Because you're drunk.
Sound like somebody I know.
All right. I still don't know it. All right. Whose fault is it? The person that keep getting cheated on, the victim.
Or the cheater.
Or the perpetrator.
Both. So whose fault is it? Mind you, I'm eavesdropping in the hallway.
Yeah. You too? No, I'm not.
You should. Brie.
You've been trying to test my gangster this whole episode, and I've been telling you I'm a goon. It's both.
All right. If I stay in a relationship and you keep cheating on me, whose fault is it?
It's both.
Yeah.
We both should split apart.
Because it's the victim. All right. The perpetrator. If I keep coming to you and be like, this is what I'm not happy about. This, whether it be sexually, emotionally, financially, whatever. This is what I'm not happy about. And this is what I'm not happy about. And then they go cheat and then they find whatever, the missing link out of they, like you said, like what the missing's not doing. And go. There's some blame to be placed on not listening to your partner. And not, you know, trying to understand. Or they come to you with it. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. Like you said, mm-hmm. You wasn't trying to do the stuff that I'm doing. And especially if you're used to it. You're used to a certain type of sex. You're used to a certain type of emotional attachment. Mm-hmm. You're used to a certain type of financial stability. And you're not providing it. And I go and I find somebody to fill that gap.
It always goes about when a relationship is understanding your significant other love language, mm-hmm. like you said before. Like, we jump in relationships nowadays not really understanding the person. And then we don't even be healed from our last relationship. So we jump in these relationships. Yeah. And the moment things go like this, is like, nah, I'm about to go give me somebody else. Like, I ain't got to deal with this shit, but we can't leave what we got at home.
Not true.
You understand what I'm saying? Because we know this is guaranteed. Why leave what's guaranteed for what's up in the air?
Yeah, but
so
like,
let me go play, go home, act like nothing ain't going on, and then still deal with this emotionally stressed that come with it, even though it's fucked up. And then the person that's on the other end, you know what I'm doing, you know what's going on, and you arguing, complaining about it, you catching it, but you still choose to stay.
Mm.
So what are we doing here? We both just two toxic motherfuckers that don't want to leave.
Do you think people should, like, when they're not happy and they're, like, you're doing the cheating, but you're not really, say I'm not going to confess that I'm cheating, but I'm just like, yo, I don't think this is working. We have not been getting along. And you've not been doing the stuff I wanted. And you'll be like, nah, babe, I'm going to try. We're going to work it out.
To try is to fail once to me. I don't, if it, if we, if,
not
if
to
it,
try is to fail once.
To try is to fail. That's to fail. Like, I had to learn that over, like, as I was going through school, like, when I just finished, I had to, like, I keep on saying, I'm trying now, nigga. Apply yourself more. You're going to finish.
Say, wait, I'm so proud of you, bro.
Thank you. So I feel like, I ain't going to try to go out here and get no other pussy. Ooh. I'm going to go get some other pussy.
Right.
And if you try not to suck my dick, then she going to try to suck. She going to suck this dick or whatever goes. It ain't no trying with it. If I'm telling you what's wrong with me, let's make this right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you telling me what's wrong with me, oh, babe, you don't eat the pussy this way, then I need you to turn your head a little bit to the left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn my head to the left.
Right.
So when I tell you to lick the left nut and not the right nut, that's what I want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. But that's where the misconception come in, because somebody always want
to
be down
because they want to. Some people don't like starting over, so they'll just be like, "Okay, let's just work it out, because they want to, you know, either try to get you to turn off of that, whatever you're talking mm-hmm. about, so they could long the relationship out. But it's like, we're just dragging this breakup
prolonging
out.
Prolonging bullshit.
We're just dragging the breakup out. So I do believe that the moment you guys don't feel like y'all clicking no more, I think people should break up.
It's always come down to conversations. That's what I think that people be afraid to have. Like, we all going to go through some shit.
Have you cheated on the same person more than once?
When I cheated on the person I cheated on, yeah.
More than once being the same person? Yeah, that's
no,
what
well, multiple people.
Okay.
So why cheat with multiple people?
And the problem was, I think honestly, at the time, it was just me being young and I could get away with it. You know what I mean? I could get away with it. I was where I'm at now, I wasn't there before. Like, you know, so I was always in the streets ripping and running. So I tell you I'm doing this and I'll be back at this time. You agree with it. You like, all right, cool. There was never no,
but
like...
But what can a woman do after a man said, I'm doing this and come back at this time? Nigga, what can we say?
You're not running the streets at a certain time. Nigga, you need to be in the house by a certain time. Are you dumb?
When I was selling crack, my time was 9 to 9.
like you're just, I think I'm big Meech.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, just be honest with you. When I was in the streets doing what I was doing, we had shifts on my block selling crack. Mm-hmm. We had shifts on my block. So the old heads, they took the 9 in the morning shift to the 9 at night shift. And then us youngins, we went out there and got our money, so it wasn't no drama. Mm. So we took the 9 at night shift to the 9 in the morning shift. So
12 hours?
So if you was late,
that's on the block for 12 hours?
It was 9 to 9. At that time, the money was worth it. Okay, now you ain't going to get me to stay on the block for 2 hours.
You know what, but
right.
You get what I'm
that's
saying?
The
know,
worst
women
thing,
know
though.
What they signed up for sometimes, and they don't take accountability for that.
People in general, not even just women, men too, because I know there's a lot of men sitting at home, know their bitches fucking. Mm-hmm. Know they out. I know women in full-on relationships, married women, that's getting flued out all over the place.
So stop being a gatekeeper. Tell us ways that, 3 tips that, you know, give us 2 tips
mm-hmm.
that women use to not get caught cheating.
To not get caught? We don't document things. We very rarely document. We don't text. Everything is a phone call.
What's another one?
To not get caught cheating, set boundaries, knowing that you can't talk at a certain time, being honest with the person you're being, you know, outside.
See, I feel bad for niggas.
Now, she just said what she said right there, right? Set boundaries. A man can respect that.
A man can respect. You can't call me a woman. Yeah.
If I tell you,
yeah, man,
if,
a man
if you be like, that. if a woman be like, yo, listen, you know, he gonna be here at 10. You might get your 9:45 text. All right, good night, yo. You enjoy your night. You feel
that's
me?
That's too early of a text.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm a person that's good with numbers. Like, I don't have to save people's numbers.
Like, you understand what I'm saying? But a woman, oh, she here? Shit. I don't care. Fuck that bitch.
Mm-hmm. You text him. Fuck that bitch. Blowing up the phone. Like, ruin that. They in bed. I'm going to ruin that whole night.
You get what I'm saying? And then this, now it's like, damn.
But they're mature.
I never said I'm a.
And don't be one of them niggas that got big dick energy slinging it both ways. And shorty don't give
see,
a
that's
fuck.
That's my problem. If you got big dick energy and your dick is big, nigga, I don't you got shit. I know you got enough to shit. But damn.
But that's how it be.
Yo, this nigga with the littlest dick in America gonna ask me.
I feel like guys with like small, you know, areas and they cheating. Like, I think you're trying to embarrass me. Because why are you letting everybody know this is what I'm dealing with? Why are you
showing off your disability?
Why are you trying to embarrass me?
Yo, that's so true.
You're embarrassing me. This is what, like, bitches out here know that I'm big dog. And you're out here embarrassing me, letting them know this is what I'm riding? You're shaming me.
Yeah,
so
okay.
True.
I'm a whole gangsta out here.
But you understand.
I'm a whole goon out here. You out here doing.
But, it, you know, 9 times out of 10 times, us as men, like, nigga be drunk and following his meat, bro.
Not true.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, nigga don't be giving a fuck, bro. Like, you understand what I'm saying? I think it's more because who my older brother was and the kind of females he fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? Like, he always prioritized himself with women that was about something. Like, I don't like young women. The lady that I'm with now is always the woman that been the youngest. Every woman I had before that has been 7 years older than me.
Mm.
I'm 36.
Mm.
February 23rd.
You're 26?
I'm 36.
Yeah. If he told me he was 29, I would have believed him.
Yeah, so like you understand what I'm saying? Like I always 36. from when I hit 20, my baby mom's just 7 years older than me. The woman after that was 7 years older than me. And then I was dealing with a woman that was 10 years older than me. Ooh. So at the time, it was always like I was dealing with older women. So a lot of older women taught me shit. Like, you feel me? Like, you got too much to offer these young niggas to be out here doing certain shit. So it started making me wise in my mind of dealing with older women.
Changes your mindset.
Then why are you cheating on them?
Yo.
If they so good,
that's the old him. You know that's the old him.
And this is a cliffhanger. We're going to...
I've been in my relationship for six years now,
and like we go through our ups and downs, our downs and ups, and all that. You know what I mean? But that just comes with it. It's we both growing.
Yeah, I would definitely
from
say
where I was to, from where I was a year and a half. Say we're gonna say 2 years ago to now, it's a totally different me. So we're trying to now. She's trying to learn this social work baton instead of. Long cooked Twan, you know what I mean? Right. So it's like, as I'm growing, I'm trying to learn.
You evolve.
Like, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just, it comes with the territory, but still at the end of the day, we have our arguments. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But it comes with it.
I feel like at the end of the day, this conversation needs to be finished at the live show.
Yes.
So make sure you all come to the live show and tune in.
Come and give your take on everything.
Yes. Twan, tell the people about the live show. Give us a review.
The live show was all right. So it was for being your first live show. I'm like, I'm really impressed with the way it went. Cause you know, I was there.
Thank you.
I was there, Mr. You Late. Cause you know, you always late. That's why I was surprised you wasn't late today. But.
Oh, wow. I was late today. I had 5 p.m. call time.
We were a little late. And the lady so graciously waited for us. We were late.
That's what's up. But nah, the show overall was a success because you gave the people what they wanted. The people came and got what they wanted for it to be the first show.
Yes, it was super entertaining. Like, I wasn't a part, but as a viewer sitting in the audience, it was super entertaining.
Really?
It was super interactive. You know, y'all came up. We was screaming in the audience. We got to, you know, and he came up. He spoke to us. He was all
and
on the
honestly,
mic.
Not to be judgmental towards the your old co-hosts and all that, because they was a part of the show.
Now they're trying to be part of other people's shows.
But
cut that out.
That don't got nothing to do with me. Like, you know, they had their segment in it. Their part was beautiful and all that. This is show overall was success. But I think what really grabbed the people's attention is your Beyonce move. Like, this guy, he came out like he was Beyonce. The curtains had
curtains.
He was in bumpers. And then, like, you know, the crowd really, if you go back and look at the live show preview, people still like, yo, you can see the adrenaline. Like, it's like we seen Beyonce for real, but
brother.
But I think that was
yo,
like
smile. It was just like
his choreography was more intact than the other co-hosts. Like,
I don't think they were a part of it.
The one of them did the back your ass up shit and then back no ass up. You can't play a joke. You cannot, like, you know, like, I never been to New Orleans, but I know they bounce music is crazy out there. So you can't.
So they did their own separate routine.
Yeah, they had their own little thing. Songs.
One song person came out to back that ass up, didn't back that ass up. One person came out to a different song.
Yeah, but like overall, it was cool.
But it was entertaining. Everybody got fucked up. There was free shots.
Yeah, free shots.
There will not be no free shots at City Winery. The drinks will be on sale.
Unless you get VIP.
We will have... In the VIP, we going to hook y'all up. It won't be no ENJ. It won't be no teleport. It will be some good shit back there.
Thank you, Twan, for joining
us again. Thank you, Haley, for jumping in last week.
Whenever you think of toxic shit, write it down so we can have you back.
Yeah, I'll send it to us.
I had a question, too.
Of course. Ask it before we close out.
I was going to say, do you guys think that once a cheater, always a cheater?
Nah, I don't believe in that.
No, I don't.
No, but I'm siding you. So yeah.
No, like no. I believe like it's like if you get older, like you know how you used to know how to do karate, but like you still can do it, but it's like you too old for it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have the energy for it.
Nah, I just think if you find that right one, because I know a person that nigga was a dog.
I know people that be like, they don't never see themselves being with one person.
He used to whip his bitch ass every day, all that shit. Like,
it's the Bronx.
I'm just saying. No. To be honest, I'm not. This is when I lived in North Carolina.
Oh.
Like, you understand what I'm saying? He used to whip his bitch ass every day.
Southern whooping.
They end up splitting. He end up finding a woman.
The switch?
He ended up finding a woman and he's been married and a model citizen. Like, he loved his wife, he loved the family.
So wait, that begs another question. Is it, sometimes it depends on the partner that brings out that
certain it does.
Rage in a person?
That's like that a person. True too. It brings, you gotta understand the person you're dealing with. Sometimes that person ain't for you. Mm-hmm. He found his one.
And it triggers and it.
He found his one and he been living good. So like, you can't be mad at that.
Well, we gotta wrap up, but make sure.
Oh, damn, I have so much more to say.
Yes, write it down because we're going to finish the live show. Please tune in to, thank you for tuning in to another great episode of 25 and Over Club. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. I got to go see my nigga and get Popeyes and do another show. Twan, you're coming up to the live show.
Sure.
Hey, you hope to see you and me at the live show.
Yes, definitely.
Plug y'all podcast again before we close out.
On Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718, all streaming platforms every Monday, new episode.
Yes.
Hello.
So go watch them. They are so fun. Funny and so cute.
We love it.
Talk about it.
Yeah?
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Yeah.
Later, y'all.
Later, guys.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.